Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
For the topic right now, we've chosen dating disasters. And you ask yourself, how did we come about choosing dating disasters? Well, Tia came into me and said, we don't know a lot about Erica's past. Let's do dating disasters.
Oh, well, that's all I had. So that's interesting.
I knew it.
Do you want to talk about the guy I dated for a year who I don't think dates women anymore? Anyway.
Do you think you shoved him over or?
Probably. Okay. Knowing me.
Okay, but like it's for me, it's not just that, but it's like, have you ever had like just the date itself be like.
Well, okay, I have to tell you guys about the story of what I witnessed the other day. But first, I will tell you, I think the worst date of my life, I go to meet this guy. It's like 3 days after Christmas. So in that weird in-between time.
Ew.
And he's like, yeah, let's like grab a drink. And he's like, let's go at 9 p.m. First of all, I'm like, that's so late, but whatever.
Oh, because he's trying to be the last thing on your calendar.
Maybe.
Smart.
Okay, you too.
No, but I never thought of that. Because if you do a 6 o'clock date, or drink.
I might be like, I'm going to meet friends.
Yes, but it's like, it's like, you don't have other plans. Oh, you have a work thing? No, you don't. It's 10 now.
Yeah. Well,
why don't I just come home with you?
I wish I had a work thing after this. So I get there, he's like 15 to 20 minutes late.
Oof.
And it's fine, I like have a drink. The moment he sits down, I'm like, this is not gonna be good. He proceeds to talk about how much money he has and about his car.
In a positive way?
Well,
so he's bragging.
Yeah, he's bragging. And then he's like, yeah, my car. To the point where I'm like, do you make love to your car? Like, this is so extreme. It is clearly not a match. I felt that he understood that as well. We go to leave and he's like, well, I'll walk you to your car.
No.
And he does. Because like, what else do you say? No, I'm good.
Yes.
Well, I think I did try to say that. And he was like, oh, you know. The parking lot, tiny, by the way.
I don't want you to see my car.
And then he's like, tries to kiss me.
He didn't lean in. Oh, no.
And I dodged. And then he's like, well, do you want to see my car? And I said, no, I'm good. Thank you.
What?
And then next day, he's still cold. It was like, want to go out again? And I was like, no. Sorry, so he didn't call. He texted.
He literally didn't see any of the signs.
He thought the signs were hitting all green lights. And boy, was he wrong. I think I went home and cried after that date, actually.
What? So you just reeked of desperation enough that he thought, I can land this one, even though.
I just think that he was like an inflated ego kind of guy. He just thought every woman would want to see his car, which, by the way, wasn't anything special.
I thought you didn't go see it.
I didn't. But the way he talked, I think it was just like a normal car.
It's a Nissan Altima.
Okay, yeah. It might have been like a Mercedes, but still.
Okay, well then.
It wasn't worth it. Okay.
Okay, let me ask you this. Which is worse? I went out on a date with a girl, like, and what steakhouse is it? Maybe Chop House? Might be Chop House. Okay. Where they have like butcher block, like the butcher paper on the table.
Okay.
They just, I don't know why they do that, because it's the Chop House. So like, they're calling it like, so it's just got that. Anyway, so you can draw on it. Like when, like you're just sitting there and you got the white paper over your tablecloth.
And did they bring you drawing utensils?
Sometimes. Like,
did
they,
she request crayons?
I think
she
they
was
sometimes just
21?
Throw crayons on the table because, well, she was a child. And no.
Stop, that's not funny.
I know.
That's very disgusting.
Okay. But so I think sometimes they just write the specials or like oysters, Rockefeller. Oh, okay. And like, and then you just have these crayons. You're like, oh, and you're drawing little penises or whatever. Like you're.
Of course.
Right.
What else would you draw?
Right. No, you're drawing while you're, but we're on like a first date. And I look over and she is writing her first name with my last name over. And this is the second time I've met her. Our first date. She was like a bridesmaid in a wedding. I was a groomsman. And we were like, we should go out. Yep. She's writing her first name and my last name.
Did you run?
I like, well, I'm at the Chop House. I know people. Like we had to stay. Like
I know people.
No, yeah. But I mean, it's like,
right, like you couldn't just like.
I'm not going to jet. I can't leave her. I like, yes. So I had to sit through the date and I'm just like, and I see it and she won't stop. She's like, her last name hyphen my name. Like she was.
I don't even do that with my new last name, by the way.
That's
so that's something I'm practicing.
Right.
But so you met her at a wedding though, so yes. She had it in her mind.
Yeah, her like ovaries were like wong wong wong, and plus obviously I'm drawing penises. Well,
and her hand felt too limp.
And you
too
have a
light.
Great car.
So. Well, it was the car.
Okay, listen. Whatever it is, if you've got a dating disaster, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or you can text. I want to hear the other story.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You want me to tell it?
Well, you said you have a
you
story
guys,
that you witnessed.
Have you ever been sitting at a bar and you're watching a date and you're like, this is the worst date I've ever witnessed?
Almost constantly.
And you know what? I've been on the other side of that. I know 100% for sure. So I felt really bad for this girl. She shows up. She slams a drink. And my fiance and I are like, whatever, it's Friday night. She then is sitting there waiting and a guy walks in and you can loudly hear the like, so good to meet you. Thanks for meeting up. Like it was really good to match. Like it's an app date.
Yep, yep, yep.
She slams another drink.
Ooh.
And this guy suddenly starts, he's talking about his intramural like softball team to the point where she's not getting a word in because this is so important to him. And then he ordered a beer.
What'd they go?
My God.
Did they win it all? Or? Okay, sorry. Sorry, you're right.
He orders a beer. He starts drinking it. And then he starts telling her like, well, this is my first beer in like 6 months or something. And she immediately feels bad and is like apologizing for being like, we could have met
somewhere
else.
Oh, because it was her idea to,
And it's fine. And then he's like, yeah, beer doesn't really make me feel good. And so then she like feels, she's slamming drinks and she's probably embarrassed. And they did leave together, but the entire date
they
was
did?
25 minutes.
It was Tinder then. She was just.
Maybe it was Tinder.
Yeah,
you think
so
it was
like
truly just a like.
Yeah, we're just going to scratch an itch.
But
I'm
don't
sorry
even
that
know
you,
if that's what Tinder's for anymore.
They're trying to make it not that. Trust me, I was on it. That never happened.
If I was this girl, I would have kicked that man in the shins and left. I just want you to know. He was so rude.
He's probably
to her.
Wearing shin protectors.
Oh my gosh, that is softball game.
I'm just going to say, you sound like you're predisposed to, if his conversation isn't right up your alley, you're like, because you didn't like him talking about his softball team.
Oh,
you didn't like
record?
This guy talking about his car. Mm-hmm. Like,
this girl wasn't doing herself any favors either. But he was really rude to her, and I felt sad. You guys, I wish you could have been there. I was sweating. I was texting my sisters like, this is horrific. And I know I've been that girl before.
When all else fails, get a napkin, draw a penis on it.
See how everyone responds.
Doing it right now.
Am I allowed to say that word as many times as I've said it? It is an anatomical.
Unclear. Yeah. We'll see if you're here.
Okay. If you've had a dating disaster, we'd love to hear what went wrong. 303-222-5423.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about dating disasters, and rather than just spend the whole rest of the show examining Erica's life.
It was rough before my fiance, I'll tell you that.
But did you... Oh, man, I can't tell you this on the air. I forgot to tell you guys why the date that I was on. I don't ever want to say my last name on the air, but it's she really liked the sound of her first name and my last name, so she just wouldn't stop writing it. But if I say it out loud, then you'll...
It's really creepy.
It's beyond creepy.
That's not something you do on even like a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th date. If I did it now, my fiance might find it cute.
But like, when you were talking about the date you went on where it was an obvious not connection.
Right.
And then he still went in for the kiss at the end.
Right.
And then still contacted you the next day.
And asked me to see his car.
Right. My esthetician that used to like fix my face... I remember she went out on a date and she was like, we sat down, we were like Wash Park Grill. It was awful. We knew right away. And then I was like, I'm going to go. She was like, I got to go. And then he's like, well, I didn't bring my wallet.
No.
So she paid for the drink and then she left. And she said when she got to her car, he sent a D pic from the bathroom of Wash
what?
Park Grill. Like, are you sure you have to leave?
Yeah, because honestly, a D-pick isn't going to do anything for me unless I'm in love with
right.
you.
And even then.
It looks not the best.
Yeah. Like,
I can imagine.
I have one and I kudos on you gals, man. Like, gross.
Yeah.
At least he went to the bathroom, I guess.
No, but I mean.
Didn't just shoot it down his pants.
She left early and paid.
Just completely missed the signs.
And he's like, are you sure you got to go? Like, what?
As if she'll come running back in.
Hold up, hold up.
Say less, I saw that.
I know TX has a story, but let's get to Lauren real quick. Lauren?
Yay.
Dating disaster, what happened?
Yeah, so this was about 20 years ago before Parker was like really super developed, right?
Parker.
I meet this guy in the AOL chat room, which was the first problem, right?
Oh my gosh, TBT.
And so he has me drive all the way, and it's like the butt end of Parker, to pick him up. And this is New Year's Eve, and we get down to Main Street, and nothing's open because it's New Year's Eve. And he's like, well, I could like buy you a soda at McDonald's or something. And so he literally took me to McDonald's and bought me a soda. And I was coming down with like a really bad cold, and I was really not feeling well. So I was like, I begged out. I'm like, you know, I'm just not feeling really well. Let's do this again. I drop him back off at his apartment. And he tries to kiss me, and I was like, no. And then he's like, come on. And I'm like, I'm sick. I don't want to get you sick. I don't. And so he gets out of my car, and he's like, fine, I guess I'll never see you again, and just slams the door and goes into his apartment building. And I was like, cool. I'll never see you again too.
And now they're married.
I don't
like him. I don't like that aggressive
behavior.
Again, ever.
But I know that McDonald's and Parker well. Drinks aren't that expensive. No reason for him to be.
You picked him up. Like, at what?
Yeah, why did you pick him up?
I don't understand.
He said his car was in the shop. He probably didn't even have one.
Yeah, no
way. You know,
way.
I was like 22. I didn't, you know.
We do the worst things when we're 22. Mm. And the worst men.
Thank you for the call, Lauren. Tiak?
I was home from school, so it was kind of a weird in-between thing. And there was another girl who was home from school, so I took her out. We went to Pizza Hut. This is fine. It was a wing street Pizza Hut. I should have said that.
You should have clarified.
Yeah.
It's Iowa though. That's right. Probably like taking her to.
Yeah, I wore like a tie. Oh, what do you want?
No, you did not.
Oh, thank God. That makes Pizza Hut so much worse if you're wearing a tie. God.
But I used the coupon at Pizza Hut. There was an issue.
You did?
I did it real low key. There was an issue, so they had to come back. I'm like, sir, your coupon is coming. I'm like, no. Enough with the, don't bring it up. She was a little turned off by that. Then afterwards, I think I clearly set the tone that I was trying to cheap out a little bit. I was like, let's just go. I know a great place we can like lay. I brought a blanket. I'm like, we can just look at the stars. We can just talk.
My favorite first date activity, lay.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired already. You know? So we're laying in this field. It was in my neighborhood.
She went for it?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God, because you bought her pizza?
No,
because
I'm cute.
On a coupon?
I'm cute. Cute enough to get the second, but not cute enough because then the guy who lives in the neighborhood, like the HOA head guy, comes running over to the empty field and was like, "What are you? You guys can't just lay here. What are you doing? Who are you?" And then I had to get up and be like, "I live here. My parents are now." And he's like, "Oh, Tyler, is that you?" And he's like, "Who are you with?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm just." It was super embarrassing. Like we got kicked out of laying.
You
in the ground.
Were the disaster.
Yes.
Oh no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.